Hare
Krishna festival in Alachua. On Saturday, the Christmas day. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jana bala bhagi vardhari Gopi jana bala bhagi Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Panchari Yamuna Tira Panchari Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Gurudeva Jaya Gurudeva Jaya Gurudeva Jaya I Nitai, Jaya Gaura
Nitai,
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Radha Sama Sundara Radha Sama Sundara Radha Sama Sundara Radha
Sama
Jaya Vishnu Pata Hansa Paribrajita Charja Ashtatara Satasi Sima Srila Bhai Charna Govinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ISKCON DVD founder Acharya is Divine Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Nita Lila Prasanna Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki
jai.
Anant Gaudi Vaishnavinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Vedas Thakur ki
jai.
Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda ki
jai.
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki
jai.
Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki
jai.
Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki
jai.
Jagannathpuri Dham ki
jai.
Sri Sri Radha Shyamasundara Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitai Darshanarthi ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada Guru Puja ki
jai.
Samagata Vaishnavinda ki
jai.
Nitai Gaura Pramanande
Hari Hari.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gaur and all glories to Sri Prabhupada. So today, Saturday, in Alachua Hare Krishna Temple, ISKCON Temple, we are serving Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhulila chapter 19, text 188 to 200. So before we begin, we want to purify our consciousness so we can perceive Mahaprabhu's presence in every soul by reciting these mantras that Prabhupada introduced. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Taita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Taita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Taita Chandra
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Taita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
As Srila Prabhupada said in a morning walk, no one can understand Krishna consciousness without this book. Somebody remembers what is that book? Bhakti Rasamrita Simha, Nectar of Devotion. So Prabhupada gave very important. So Nectar of Devotion, let's think of before giving any discussion. That Rupa Goswami Pad writes, there's the three things to be focused every time we recite or read. One is Vastu Nirdesh, then next is Ashirvad, and third is Namaskar. So Vastu Nirdesh is that, what is the purpose driving your reading or reciting this? So he quote this, Jat Adyaita Brahma Upanishadita Dupashyata Nubha आत्मअंतर्जामी पुरुष सहसंसुनो सरैश्वर्य पूर्ण भगवान च स्वयं न चैतन्य कृष्ण जगति प्रतत्त परम यह दैट वी व्हाट पर्पस ड्राइव दैट वी वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड रियलाइज कॉम्प्रिहेंड एंड देन इंटरनलाइज एंड रियली कनेक्ट एंड सर्व हु इज दैट पर्सनालिटी व्हाट द उपनिषद डिस्क्राइब एज इंपर्सनल ब्रह्मन is but the effulgence of his body. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. And the Lord known as the super soul is but his localized plenary portion. And Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna himself, full with six opulences, he is the absolute truth, no other truth greater than or equal to him. And then Prabhupada write the Ashirvad. Now after reciting and discussion, what are you going to get? You should have some motivation that what you are looking for in this discussion. Will you take it away from the class or you may not take it? If you are not aware, what do you want to take? So Rupa Goswami Pad gives the another verse, 1.4. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalo samarpayeta उन्नत उज्जल रस सभक्ति श्रियम हरिपुरट सुंदर द्युति कदम्ब संदीपित सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु रूप सचिनंदन श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन मे द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज नोन एज सन ऑफ श्रीमती सची देवी बी ट्रांसेंडेंटली सिचुएटेड इन द इनर मोस्ट चेंबर ऑफ योर हार्ट. So the result should be that we should invite the Lord to come inside to our ear. You follow? Anybody knows how from the ear it goes to the heart? From the ear, you literally contemplate and reflect. If you do not reflect what was the discussion, it will never reach to the head. From the ear, it never goes to the heart. It goes to the head. We have to comprehend. Means understand. Then from there, we have to start internalizing. How can I apply this? I want to serve the Lord. I really, and then you will regret, repent that I'm not serving, I should serve more and more. Then when you develop that mood, then from the head it goes to the heart. And then it affects the consciousness, and our consciousness transforms into Krishna consciousness. So continuing Srila Prabhupada's translation, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. So when you think of Lord Chaitanya, the first thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur says also in Harinam Chintamani, first thing, that he is the most important form of Supreme Absolute Truth to our life, more than Krishna form. Because he is the only one who is distributing Krishna consciousness. Whose heart softened. Nityananda Prabhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that Nityananda Prabhu's whole life was like a shadow of Mahaprabhu. What Mahaprabhu wants, Nityananda Prabhu did. Except one time, he disobeyed. And for that reason, we are eternally indebted to him. Because Mahaprabhu told him, go and tell do these three things. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Para Krishna Shiksha. Talk about Krishna, serve Krishna, and glorify Krishna. But it did not work in Navadvip because they are all logicians. They are philosophically astute, but not for bhakti, for karma and gyan. So Nityananda Prabhu actually changed it. He changed it. He said, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangere Namre. So, you should, don't worry about Krishna, just chant Gauranga. Say Gauranga loudly, everybody. Gauranga! Gauranga! One more time. Gauranga! Thank you. So Srila Prabhupada writes, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita prays. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also praying for us. that just as Krishna attracted the gopis by the sweet sound of his flute, he will also attract the reader's and listener's mind by the transcendental vibration. Isn't it so cool? The way Prabhupada translated it, it's so wonderful. Now what do you have to do to experience that? The third verse, namaskar. Namaskar means, what constitutes namaskar? Namaskar means offering obeisances and prepare yourself as a listener and speaker and to.
Gantre rarambhe kari mangalacharan guru vaishna bhagavane tinera smaram.
We must remember three personalities. Our guru, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't say that, but he writes guru, means. And Vaishnava, those Guru Parampara, even Jesus Christ, who is Prabhupada considered a great Guru. Guru, Vaishnava and Bhagavan. So we have to remember these three personalities during the class, after the class, before the class. Prabhupada didn't say after or before, I'm just adding it.
Tiner smarane hai vigna vinasam.
And if you do this, what will happen? All your challenges, obstacles in bhakti path, not your material millionaire or whatever the idea, will be easy to pass over. It did not say it will be removed from your path. Means you will cross it and the Lord will accompany you to cross it.
Anayase hai nija banchita puram.
And you will get ultimate goal, what you prepare to achieve, receive in this life.
Se mangala charan hai trivida prakar vastu nirdesha asirvad namaskar.
Very sweet. This is how one should recite and hear about Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Rupa Goswami Pada. So with that note, we'll begin. With the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, such a nicely translated and gave some part of it. So there are few verses. If you don't mind, we'll just read together. Is that okay? 188 to 200. And I'm assuming you all already finished Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Mother Mukha just read Prabhupada generally. This is postgraduate, it means you have done Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and other books in order to enter into the Rasa. This chapter is all about very wonderful. I'll discuss also a little bit more. So let's read together.
Pancha rasa sthayi beti rahe bhakta mane sapta gona aguntaka paye karane.
The five direct transcendental mellow of devotional service are permanently situated in the heart of the devotee, whereas the seven indirect emotions appear suddenly under certain conditions and appear more powerful. 189.
Santa bhava nava jog.
There's a clicker, Mata. You can use the clicker, will be faster. There's a small clicker you can use. You got it? Okay. Together.
Santa Bhava Nava Jokendra Sana Kadiyara Dasa Bhava Bhakta Sarvatra Sevaka Apara.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Examples of Santa Bhakta are the nine Jogendras and the four Kumaras. Examples of devotees in Daisya Bhakti are innumerable. For such devotees exist everywhere. The nine Jogendras are Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabhuda, Pipalaya, Abhihotra, Dravida or Drumila, Chamasa and Karabhajana. The four Kumaras are Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanat Kumara, Sanatana. The servant devotee in Golok are Raptaka, Chitraka, Patraka and so on. In Dwarka, There are servants like Dwarka, and in the Lord pastime, in the material world, there are servants like Hanuman. So maybe I'll just discuss few minutes. Few Saturdays going on about Santaras. So I'm just going to paraphrase what I understood from Srila Prabhupada's purport, many purports, not only here. Prabhupada gave a vast. I'm maintaining the respect to all the acharyas, but Prabhupada's explanation is like a very relevant to my life. It's easy to grasp it. Just by hearing the sloka, I was not so much complete, then the Prabhupada's purport made it very clear. So I'm going to explain this. So, Prabhupada explains, I'll give you, those who are listening online also, just reference in case you wonder. Santarasa. Prabhupada translates as a neutron. Few examples, I'm sure you can all catch it. One example is Dr. Patel with Prabhupada. When Dr. Patel, you all know, he used to have a, not disrespect, but he would ask question like intriguing. Like he purposely like makes this kind of question to Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada was talking about the rasa. And after the discussion, Dr. Patel said to Prabhupada, "What rasa am I?" Prabhupada, "I think you are Santa Rasa." "Oh no, I cannot be Santa Rasa, I'm in a higher Rasa." Prabhupada said, "Another day we'll discuss about it." So after a couple of days, Prabhupada actually called Dr. Patel. He said, "You see these children? That time we didn't have a temple, just land, and some fighting was going on." So Prabhupada says that you and your wife should arrange some clothing, some bathing for these old children. You know, they're like a homeless kind of. They like to eat prasadam. Maybe we can arrange some accommodation. And I'm sure you probably heard what Dr. Patel. He says, "We are not into these philanthropic things. We like philosophy." Then Prabhupada answered, can you imagine what Prabhupada answered? "That's why I said you are a Santa Bhakta." So I'm sure you can catch what was the missing point. Then we talk with Father Frank Wells. Father Wells was of the opinion that passive mystic contemplation on the greatness of God was perhaps higher than active service. Prabhupada did not agree. Such contemplation on God's greatness, he said, was called neutrality. A stage which he defined as the marginal stage between material life and spiritual life. Real devotion began after this neutral stage, after realizing the greatness of God. So, God is great and sweet. Greatness, like when majestic aspect, you know, Krishna is everywhere, in every atom, he's in the heart. The whole universe is within his stomach. All this greatness, it evokes what? Submission. Without him, there is nothing exists. And with him, we'll be eternally happy. So that brings it evokes naturally. Okay, I want to surrender. I want to be serious and become his servant of the servant. But God is also sweet. Hearing only Vrindavan Leela, like Sahajiyas does. Why our acharyas, if you think, even Srila Prabhupada, in our ISKCON, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur even install the four acharyas deities in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Till today, they are worshipping. And he gave 7 days lecture about this. But if you look at, none of them really talk about Vrindavan Leela much. Very little.
Damanujacharya, of course not. But Prabhupada said, we took 110 things in the purport from Ramanuja Sampradaya. And we glorify him, we observe his appearance there. But the people who talks about Radha Krishna Leela so much,
we have no interest with them. We call them one of the 13 Apasampradaya, Sahaja.
The missing point is very interesting, that yes, when we discuss about Krishna's sweet pastime, sweetness, it evokes our affection. Can't you say that?
Yes, it does. It evokes our affection.
Do we need affection or we need submission? I need help from the audience.
Submission.
We don't need affection.
Both.
Mother Madhumati is 100% right. We need both. We need submission, we need affection. But without submission, only affection, Leela, Leela Kata, how? Bhakti Chidan Thakur, you know, Damodar, Kartik month, he did Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, and everybody comes and goes. This is Srila Prabhupada was talking. He says, my Guru Maharaj says, do they live in, should I say the word? Prabhupada said it, Narakunda, hell. Is it Radhakunda or Narakunda? Narakunda means hell. They live in Radhakunda or not? It's like, wow, it's like a scary when you hear Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's vision is so perfect. That means we should be interested to make the submission fast. But only submission, hearing about OM Majestic, not interested about Krishna book or Krishna Leela, that is also danger. Because impersonalism, deadly disease in our heart, will not take us to ultimate goal. But there is a balance. It was very interesting, Jayapataka Maharaj told us one time. Then he asked Prabhupada, when I read like 22 chapter 10, canto, it's like very disturbed Krishna book, like about Krishna stealing the gopis. Prabhupada said, then go back to first canto and second canto. For now, you just don't go there. Go back to first canto, second canto. But process has to be there. Process has to be followed. One should purify the heart. So this is very nice. So Santa Bhakta, I'm going to summarize because of the time. Santa Bhakta means you are out of the three modes. You transcended. But you haven't developed a particular relationship. But do you know God has unlimited form? Yes. Do you know God is everywhere? Yes. Do you know that God is in your heart? Yes. You offer food, you do very good sadhana. Everything is wonderful. But you did not develop a staunch attraction to a particular form of Bhagavan. That's why Prabhupada, see how Prabhupada is so genius. He put in the purport, he says, Lord's pastime in the material world, there are servants like Hanuman. Why did he say Hanuman? He could have said anybody else. Because Hanuman is the emblem of that transition. God is everywhere. We understand this and we literally do bhakti. We never eat anything without offering. We really started developing some attraction to here. But we did not focus in one particular form. You follow? So they asked, Narad Muni asked Hanuman. You know, there is Krishna appeared now in God. Would you like to come? What is your understanding? So he quoted this verse. Sinate janaki nate ubayastu paramatmane tathapi sarvasvamama ram kamala lochana. Yes, I know that Lakshmi Narayan, Rukmini Dwarkadish, my Janaki means Janak Raj's daughter, and her husband, they are all saved, they are all Bhagavan. But my Ram is my Ram, I cannot go or think of anybody else. You follow? Respectful, but at the same time your possession, it's my Ram. When that develops, is my Ram, Radha Shyam Sundar, then you are out of Santa entering into Darshan.
So that's why Prabhupada, very nicely, the way Prabhupada put it, very nicely. Because all these Navajoganta and four Kumaras that Prabhupada gave the example of, they did not develop a particular form of that they are Lord of the heart. Okay, now 190.
Sakka Bhakta Sridhanadi Pure Imarjuna Vatsala Bhakta Mata Pita Jata Guru Jana.
Translation by Prabhupada. In Vrindavan, example of devotees in fraternity are Sridham and Sudham. In Dwarka, the Lord friends are Bhima and Arjuna. In Vrindavan, the devotees in parental love are Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda Maharaj. And in Dwarka, the Lord's parents are Vasudev and Devaki. There are also other superior persons who are devotees in parental love. How much time we have? Okay. Little bit. So I'll discuss. Prabhupada gave a very nice example, also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So we are not talking about transcendental. There is a difference between devotion, spiritual, or transcendental. There are differences. Like for example, spiritual, you can say four Kumars are spiritual. Impersonalist, Brahmavadi, not Mayavadi, Brahmavadi, they are also spiritual. Are they devotional? No. There is no record that they offer food to God before they eat. They consider everything belongs to God. And they are taking for their bare maintenance. They are not hoarding or anything like it. Kormi, Sansanjaya. So they are spiritual, but they are not devotional, you can say. Another way to look at also, other one, devotional does not mean you have to be transcendental. Devotional can be even mode of ignorance. I like pizza, I'm just craving for ice cream or pizza. But the Hare Krishna people, higher taste, Dibbanga Prabhu gave, I'm just making a metaphor. They gave, now it says, I should offer to God, it's good. Okay, he can start offering. Even though he is in Tamagun, but he still can participate in devotion. See how devotion, Krishna is so kind. He made the devotion. Anybody, anywhere, any stage can start. There is no restriction. But transcendental, no, there is a process. You have to really get out of the three modes. So that's difference. Everybody understand? Just a little tips of that. So Prabhupada here, he gives the, it's interesting, that the two sets of parents are given. So I'm going to give you a little pastimes of, is there any difference? Yes, there is a difference. What's the difference? Difference is sneha, affection. Difference is possession, mamata. More you have affection, more you have a possession. Can Mother Devahuti understand the love Mother Kunti has? Difficult. Can Mother Kunti understand the love Mother Yashoda has? Almost impossible. She even asked that question, I'm sure you all know, in 1st canto, 8th chapter, those verses 42 and on, that her prayers, Prabhupada wrote it. She even asked Krishna, how is this? You are afraid of that lady with a stick. She is like overwhelmed. How can you be afraid of her? Now, is that a, like Krishna was pretending? No, he was really, this is called Mugdata and Sarvagdata. Omnisciency is always with him. He knows everything, he is God. He knows everybody. He is completely given to Radharani. At the same time, in Alachua Hare Krishna temple, somebody is praying, he also fully aware. It is never lost. We should not think like this, because these two qualities, Sarvagdata and Mugdata, all-knowing potency is always with him. But he is also completely drown himself and experiencing, relishing this transcendental mellow of love. He is not missing even one moment. He is not going anywhere. For if he is completely there with the Brajabasi, how come he is listening in Alacha temple? This is what absolute, inconceivable. Jiva Goswami said, if you cannot accept inconceivable achinta, then you will never understand Krishna. It's very interesting. And the Prabhupada's view is so wonderful. Prabhupada in one lecture he says, moral, immoral. If you think of moral, okay, Lord Ram is the emblem. You can see. You know, it's like one wife, no other. Even though his wife was with Valmiki Rishi's ashram, he could not do the sacrifice. But then the puja, the Guru Vaishishtha and others said, no, you have to do sacrifice for the welfare of all. Said, what I do? Without a wife, I cannot do. Said, let's just make a deity of it. So they made a deity of Sita, thousands of them, because every day he has to have a new wife and he doesn't want to live with her, and they come actually alive. So can I live with you? So no, I'm sorry, I have one wife now. And so they have a warehouse, of course, don't think in a wrong way, warehouse where they keep those deity, but they're alive deity. So like that, you know, many episodes like this, but some or other, he's like a first class morality. You can say. But I love the way Prabhupada said, moral, immoral, harmoniously lives in Krishna, most astonishing and relishing way. That's why Krishna is supreme, superior to Ram, Paul, superior to any other incarnation. Of course, philosophically, one thing. There is a, philosophically, anybody is interested, this is a beautiful verse, Madhva Lila chapter 9, Venkata Bhatta and Mahaprabhu's discussion. Siddhantastu abhedapi srisha krishna sarupaya. Rasena utkrishyate esha krishna rupam rasasthiti. So proper translation, because I purposely remember the English, because I don't memorize English much. He says, as per transcendental realization, there is no difference between Krishna and his incarnation. And if somebody sees the difference, you're committing offense. The second part, Prabhupada translates, but as per transcendental manner, there is a vast difference between Krishna and all his incarnation and manifestation. So manner, we are after manner. But of course, we have to have a transcendental realization. And submission and affection, both. So, a small story I'll just give it. It's not a really small story, but how do I make it a small story? Okay, I'll try to make it a shorter form. That in Kurukshetra Union, you may wonder, like, Krishna went to Mathura. Brajabashi is from Mathura to Vrindavan. How far is that? Well, somebody will say, by car you can go in 45 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour max, if it is traffic. Otherwise, half an hour, 45 minutes. Somebody will say, if you go by Tanga or my horse cart, it may take 8 hours or more, 2 hours. But how come Brajavashi never went to Mathura? Krishna was there for 13 and a half years. But they went 1 month walk to Kurukshetra. So you have to put those puzzle questions in this. Narad Muni came to, arrived in Dwarka, and Uddhava immediately informed. Uddhava is like who is Uddhava in Dwarka? He's not just a minister. He's not a servant only. You know, to send a love letter to someone, what kind of servant he will be? Intimate, confidential. He's not just a servant. Uddhava is a pre-anonymous saka with a servant. It's a very unique position. He's also counselor. He counsels Krishna. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Rai, when Krishna was asking Uddhava, Uddhava, you are my minister, I don't know what to do. And he's looking at Krishna's face. He's Supreme Lord. He doesn't know what to do. He's really asking me. And he knows that Krishna also in his heart sanctioning him to hear. And it's like overwhelmed. He says, okay, yes, my Lord, what advice do you need? And he's aware that Krishna is sanctioning for him to hear, and he's going like this. So then Krishna says, I have to kill Jarasandha and I have to also visit Yudhishthira Maharaj's Rajasriya Jagna. I don't know which one to do first and how do I do it? And Uddhava again thinking, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, he's very serious. He's like really innocent, like he doesn't know. But he is all-knowing potency, always with him. Never Krishna ever, for all-knowing potency is absent. It is not possible. But still he is asking. So then he understood, okay, his relishment of rasa is overlapping the all-knowing potency. Very nice the way he put it. Because you want to relish. So then Uddhava says, oh, you can do it very easy. You go to Rajasriya Jagna and then they will send four brothers in four directions, Yudhishthira. And one, with one brother you go to this Jarasandha's place and you kill him that time. Uddhava, what would I do without him? He embraced Uddhava and he cried. And Uddhava is like, wow, okay, if I'm pleasing him, that's how he wants to be pleased. It's wonderful. Then Uddhava started crying also, he's thinking about it. So that's how Krishna is. He's always like this. So when Uddhava informed that Narad Muni just appeared, Krishna just jumped up. He was going to take a little nap. You wonder about Krishna taking a nap? Yeah, it says in that past tense that Krishna was about to take a little nap. But hearing that Sadhu has arrived in his palace in the front, immediately he got up and he washed also face and other. Of course he doesn't have all these things that comes out from our body. But still as a formality he acted. So immediately went and welcomed. And Narad Muni was not a jolly and happy. Generally Narad Muni is like a jolly. You know jolly, the word jolly. Like Sridhar Maharaj, he had a nickname, Jolly. I remember when he used to come to Calcutta. He always has a smile, like a little jolly. So Narad Muni is the origin of jolly, joyful. But he is very serious and he had a tears. And Krishna was like a little scared because he never saw Narada like this. So Narada, come, please come. So he invited him, gave him a seat. Krishna also didn't smile because he is like worried, like what happened? Is something disturbing? He said, yes. Well, tell us. Who is that person in the whole creation can cause you disturbance? I'll go and solve that problem right now. Difficult to say. No, just tell me. Just tell me that I will go in a second, in a moment. He didn't say second, in a moment. He said, that's you. Oh, that's like it. When Uddhava said, that is you, Krishna could not take it. Me causing you suffering? Now, how he is going to go to him? So then he immediately slowed down. And Mother Rukmini understood, then she's like a, you know, it's like a very Vedic culture. When you have a serious talk, husband with his friend or business talk, wife leaves. Don't stay there. And all the maids are announcing that. Then Narada and Uddhava have to talk. So I'm going to speed up like a short because it's like it takes a long time. Just to make it this point, that Krishna says, what did I do? Then Uddhava said, you have invited, you are inviting all the people in, from the whole world to gather into this solar eclipse. Through the Brahmanas, every Brahmana in every village, all over the earthly planet on that time, you are literally emphasizing everybody should come to Kurukshetra. Millions and millions of kids just for that. What's wrong Brajavasi did to you, my lord? You never invited them anywhere. And they will never come if you don't invite because they are so concerned about not to hurt you, hurt feeling. But they are devastated. Srimati Radharani did not even eat or sleep or take bath since you left almost 75 years. How could you do this? And Narada started crying. And Krishna started crying. And none of them stops. Finally, Rukmini, maybe some or other, you know, they have a, Mataji has a, like a little, what do you call it, sneaky ear? Like, You ever wonder how Vrindavan Das Thakur knew that Mahaprabhu's discussion with Vishnupriya night before he took sannyas? You ever wonder? It's his mother. Narayani, like sneakily, looking, hearing what is going on between Mahaprabhu and his wife. And he told this to his son, who wrote the Vrindavan, Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote, that's how we came to know. It's a beautiful pastime, but nobody would ever know. So like this, she was like a little bit hearing sneakily. So then she intervened. She said, can I come in? He said, you should immediately invite. So then Krishna says, I cannot invite. Only you can do it. I don't know how to invite. Because they don't know anything or anyone besides me. And when they come to this big gathering, I don't know what will happen. I just don't know how to handle it. That's why we are eternally indebted to Krishna, Uddhava. Because the arrangement he made. Was so beautiful, that he really, I'm just going to jump, I'll escape the whole pastime, just end because of it's only 50 minutes left. That after Mother Yashoda, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Mother Devaki and Vasudev, they heard the news that Nanda Maharaj and the whole group came. It took 1 month. It was a very beautiful, small dialogue, I just mentioned this. That Nanda Maharaj comes. Now for 1 month they did not eat or sleep or took shower or anything. I don't know, can you imagine a little bit like this, 1 month you're going on the same dress you never washed since Krishna left for years and years because of the desperate separation thing. So they finally came with all these thousands of coward boys and the girls, Gopi Matajis, and Gopi girls and the Mother Yashoda. So they're going around, millions and millions of people, and they have everybody has their own pendant. Anybody went ever Kumbh Mela? I went one time. Prabhupada went also. The Kumbh Mela you'll see like this, just like this. Everybody has their own camp. ISKCON has their own camp. I remember, we stayed there. But it's scary because I remember we have to hold our hand to take bath. Otherwise you'll be lost. And once you're lost, you're lost. There is no microphone, there is no, I don't know, it's cell phone those days we didn't have, so I don't know. Maybe nowadays it's different. So anyway, so what happened that finally Nanda Baba arrived. This, whoa! Welcome to Dwarka. And Nanda Baba smiled, first time. He said, we're here. My son is here. We are here. Of course, Dwarka is not a Dwarka that we think. We have to read Krishna book more about it. Like when the devotee says, Ugrasena has a 1 quadrillion bodyguard. What does that mean? Prabhupada said, your puny brain will not accommodate, just accept it. So I don't know what is quadrillion really number means. So like this, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of police, sheriff, officers, no? They're guarding the Dwarka. So Nanda Baba comes in front and says, excuse me? And all the officers say, yes, how can we help you? He says, I came to see my son, your son. Who is your son? Krishna. You mean the Lord? He's your son? Now Nanda Baba heard the rumors that Krishna, they call him God. No. What he accepted only he knows and Krishna knows. So he's asking, that I want to see my son. And your son's name is Krishna. But he's God. And who are you? I'm his father, Baba. But he has a dad himself. So they're like builder. But they know the etiquette. They're also devotee, great devotee from God. But they're acting like a god. They said, just 1 minute. So they immediately informed their head sheriff. So the head sheriff came out. Can I help you? He said, I came to see my son. Which kingdom you are from? From Brajadham. You have a letter from a king. He said, I am the king. He looks at him. Simple dhoti and kurta, just like a devotee. You know, no turban, gold or ornament, nothing. So it's like a very confusing. He said, you are the king. But he could not put together because they have acquainted with opulence in Dwarka. They never I mean, they had hear about Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, but not so much really focus on it. It was very difficult. At one point, he said, "I am his father." And then the Shri said, "I'm sorry, I don't want to like disturb you. I understand. Just..." Now inside was a big pandal program going on. Imagine 16,108 jump the fire sacrifice. Each side of the fire sacrifice square feet has 108 pujari, the Brahmanas. Just imagine how big the feet is. Multiply by 16,108. And Krishna is there alone with Balaram in a big, in the sky, a big singhasana. All of a sudden Krishna took off his crown. All the queens, they are involved in the jagna, but they are looking at Krishna. They are missing him. But all of a sudden they were surprised. He took off his crown. It's like an unusual thing. And he's taking off his bangle and bracelet and everything. Balaram understood. He immediately got up. It's interesting. Raghunath Das Goswami says, you should always hear the pastimes, all the leela, through one of the two. One is Balaram, one is, who else? Raghunath Das Goswami. Very nice. You see their way. Mother Rohini Maya, she explained the leela of Vrindavan. And Balaram explained. Their view is easy to digest for us. But other view we cannot understand. Because it's very condensed for Maharashtra. So, Mother Rohini Maya explained this. So then what happened? All of a sudden Balaram declared everybody. Everyone remains seated, nobody moves. My brother had to go some emergency, he will be back in few minutes. Balaram stayed there. Then all of a sudden, Krishna started running. Everybody started doubting. Why running? You know, like they never see him running. He's a god. They know him is god. So all of a sudden, Krishna running. Why running? Because he knows the intense love Mother Yashoda has. Even though his mother Devaki is there. So then, all of a sudden, as Nanda Baba is discussing with the sheriff or head of the and Mother Yashoda, hearing, all of a sudden she burst out. I knew all along, but I'm not leaving until I see the beautiful face of my son. Gopal! She just uttered Gopal and Krishna ran from this camping all the way to the gate. Everybody said, shh, the Lord is here. All the guards, they were like shocked that he's running and he's touching the feet of all the Gurujans. Then the father, they gave hug, they're crying. Then Nanda Baba said, your mother is inside. Uddhava did wonderful things. I'm just going to make it in 1 or 5 minutes in short. Uddhava made a private quarter within this camping. Nobody knew. He arranged like thousands of quarters for those gopi girls. They all like all of a sudden found their own place to meet Krishna and Mother Yashoda like privately. Balaram, even though he declared everything, everybody remained seated, but he could not control himself. He ran also. Then all of a sudden, Balaram and Krishna like started crying. We are laughing, but they started crying. And Mother Yashoda was seated inside, and they sit just as they used to sit in Vrindavan. One side Balaram, right side, and left side Krishna. And they are hugging, and Mother Yashoda hugging. And this hugging and crying, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, beautiful. He says that the Ganga and Jamuna, Jamuna generally water is like a little dark, Ganga is like a little white. Mother Yashoda's breast milk and the tears with the kajal flowing like a river and bathing Krishna. In Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, Mother Yashoda's breast milk would bathe Krishna every day with her tears. So much affection. That's why in our Ishkan center, Prabhupada writes, we bathe Krishna also with Abhishekam. It's very nice. I like those. Because Radhanath Maharaj told me one time, I was asking, how Krishna enjoy all this fruit juice and everything? And then he also said in a class, I said, I don't get it. Maharaj said, focus on these things. And I do during the Abhishekam. It helps a lot. Actually, you feel emotion. That how he's accepting all these feelings of the devotees. It's not like milk and fruit juice on. Try to bathe yourself with 1,000 pot of water. You may not like it. But that's not what it is. Abhishekam is a reciprocation between the lover and beloved. So at one point, Devaki got disturbed. She came out. She said, Yashoda is here. I want to see what's going on. So finally they brought him. She was watching hours. The bond is not breaking. Then she noticed the whisper among the maidservants. Really? I thought that was like a what do you call it? Babysitter? No, what do you call it?
Daima?
Daima, I don't know in English. Daima means like somebody who takes care of you baby. Like a babysitter kind of. So they think of Mother Yashoda is like this. For a time being, she was taking care. But Devaki is the mother. So all the maidservants, thousands of them, they started whispering. It looks like this lady is a real mother. Look at our Lord. He's like, cannot let go. He's crying also for her. We never can imagine he cries for his mother. Can you imagine what would happen to Mother Devaki in front of all these maidservants talking? She feels like, am I mother or not mother? I never experienced that bond between my son, Krishna. So it's kind of like going such a turmoil. Then Devaki started burst out. Oh, Mother Yashoda, I know you took care of my son so nicely. I cannot ever pay back, but I have lots of gift for you to pay back. I want to pay. You took care wonderful. You raised him well. She's talking. After 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, Mother Rohini Maya came. She saw, can you notice that you're giving wrong lecture? Do you notice that there is nothing changed between the Lord, your son and her? They are not hearing. You know, can you imagine if I talk and nobody hears? How would I feel? I'll probably feel like, what am I? You know, Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, Aranda Rudam. If you need desperate help from a rich man and you are in the forest, you crying, oh rich man, come! There is nobody lives in the forest. Your cry is useless. So Rohini Maya says, do you notice that your lecture is not affecting me? I know them. I was in Vrindavan. Leave them alone. Little time. Why? Because Devaki is getting so disturbed. All the maidservant, her maidservant, everybody is talking that this is Yashoda, is her, his real mother. Because that's the affection. Four things mother has. Vatsalya, Ras, Palan, Poshan, Taran, Barsan. Sanatana Goswami. Four things. And this is visible only between them. Devaki did not experience, so she was disturbed. So what to do? So Rohini Maya diverted. He said, if you leave them alone just for a few minutes, it will break up. But if you stay here and keep on talking, it will bond more. So actually it's a tricky way of diverting. So they took it. Also outside, Draupadi, Kunti, they are all waiting for you. So come and talk to them. It's important to see. So they went out. That bond was so tight, but Mother Yashoda is so compassionate to Radharani and Gopis. At one point, Mother Yashoda wiped her tears and said, Kanaya, I'll be here. They are all waiting for you. And because of the time, I cannot say, it's only 2 minutes. That's where the Ratha Yatra began, the discussion between the Gopis and Krishna in that camp hidden. Next class, we'll discuss that. The Ratha Yatra, the confidential of Ratha Yatra. That's why Ratha Yatra is the most important factor in our life. And Uddhava, we are eternally indebted to Uddhava because of it. So in 2 minutes, can we just read the rest of the, I'm sorry, I could not go further. We did went to up to 90. We'll do up to 200. Can we do all together very quickly? Madhurase bhakta mukha braje gopi gan mahisi gan lakhi gan asanka ganan. The chief devotee in conjugal love, oh, love are the gopis in Vrindavan, the queens in Dwarka and the goddess of fortune in Vaikuntha. These devotees are innumerable. You can read that Ratha Yatra pastime. Beautiful discussion. really like you have a tears will come. It's so beautiful. Why Prabhupada really was so fascinated about giving us Rupa Dharma. Next.
Puna Krishna Rati Hai Dvita Prakar Aishwarya Gyan Mishra Kevala Vedhar.
Attachment for Krishna is divided into two categories. One is attachment with awe and reverence, and the other is pure attachment without reverence. Oh, this is so beautiful, this all these slokas.
Gokule Kevala Rati Aishwarya Gyan Hina Puritaye Vaikuntha De Aishwarya Prabina.
Pure attachment without reverence is found in Golok Vrindavan. Attachment in which awe and reverence are prominent is found in the two cities Mathura and Dwarka and in Vaikuntha.
Aishwarya Gyan Pradhanne Sankochita Priti Dekhiya Namane Aishwarya Kevala Rariti.
When opulence is very prominent, love of Godhead is somewhat crippled. According to Kevala devotion, however, even though the devotee sees the unlimited potency of Krishna, he considers himself equal with him. 195.
Santadasyarase aishwarya kaha uddipana vatsalya sakha madurete kare sankuchana.
On the transcendental platform of neutrality and service, sometimes the opulence of the Lord is prominent. However, in the transcendental mellow of paternal and conjugal love, the opulence is minimized.
Vasudev Devaki Krishna Charana Vandila Aishwarya Gyane Duhar Mane Bhaye Haila.
When Krishna offered prayers at the lotus feet of his mother and father, Vasudev and Devaki, they both felt awe, reverence and fear due to knowledge of these opulences. This is very funny, you know, it's like, I feel like to tell the story of a little small story, because this is very wonderful. Just one sloka, you can just meditate whole day. It's so wonderful. Okay, but we'll finish it.
Devaki Vasudevascha Vignaya Jagadishara Krita Sambandhano Putra Sambhajatina Sankito.
When Devaki and Vasudev understood that their two sons, Krishna and Balaram, who had paid obeisances to them, were the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they became fearful, did not embrace them, purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. These verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:44-51 refer to the killing of Kamsa by Krishna and Balaram. Vasudeva and Devaki saw their son kill the powerful demon Kamsa. After that, they were immediately released from their shackles. Balaram and Krishna then offered respect to Devaki and Vasudeva. Both father and mother wanted to embrace their sons, but they understood that Krishna and Balaram were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They therefore hesitated to embrace them. Their parental love for Krishna and Balaram was therefore hampered and decreased by awe and reverence. This itself has a beautiful passage, so beautiful. Text 198, we are only two more.
Krishnera Visvarup Dekhi Arjunera Haila Bhai Sakhabhave Dharshto Shkhamapaya Koriya Binay.
When Krishna manifested His universal form, Arjuna became reverent and fearful, and he begged forgiveness for his past impudence toward Krishna as a friend. Okay, the last one.
Saketi Matta Prasabam Jaduttam. Hey Krishna, hey Jadav, hey Saketi, Ajanata Mahimanam Tavedam, Maya Pramadat Pranayena Bhapi, Jachava Atva. Eka Kapi Tapachuta Tatsamaksha, Tatskamayetam Aham Premaya.
Translation and purport. I have in the past address you as O Krishna, O Jadava, O my friend. Without knowing your glories, please forgive whatever I have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times while we were relaxing, lying on the same bed or eating together, sometimes alone, sometimes in front of many friends. Please excuse me for all my offenses. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 11.41.42. In this verse, Arjuna is addressing Krishna, who was exhibiting his universal form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
I'm just going to say just five questions I made on that, and if you have a time you can always meditate on these questions and you'll find the answer. These are very important question, and then the question is, is Satchidananda form same as the universal form? You can just meditate on it, because there are 18 defects in universal form which is not in Satchidananda form. The next question I made, that's what I was planning of discussing, but somehow or other I diverted. Why does Arjuna ask Krishna about the identity of the revelation of the universal form? It's a very nice question. And we made the answer too. And another question I made also, state three reasons, this is Prabhupada's answer, why Arjuna asked to see the universal form in Prabhupada's purpose. You have to pick. Then next question is, what is the universal form? And why does Arjuna want to see it? The next question, why does Krishna give Arjuna special eyes to see the universal form? Does it mean the special eye is more than his shakaras? And when you find the answer, you can text me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Gaur.